Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is February 11th. I'm Steve Amasso, and as always, you're listening to Via the Source. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing Kyler Murray. He made his decision to play football. I want to touch on that a little bit. Kareem Hunt was signed by the Cleveland Browns, so that is the headlining story for me. That's what I will begin with. And then just some other news around the NFL. So, Kareem Hunt, who was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, we know what happened. He was caught on surveillance camera putting his hands on a woman. The Chiefs immediately released him. Well, he was signed just now by the Cleveland Browns. Now, of course, Kareem Hunt is an elite talent. He is a great player on the field, but this will, one, bring a whole ton of pressure on the Cleveland Browns organization. Everyone has a microscope on them right now, judging them for this move, but this also is a little curious because Nick Chubb, who was a rookie last season, had a pretty good year as a rookie running back. He started 9 games and almost had 1,000 yards. In fact, he did have 1,000 yards, and then he lost 4 yards and got tackled, and his season ended with 996. So to discuss this from a football perspective, because I don't want to go over the moral standpoint, because no one's going to agree completely on what, you know, what someone has to say about this situation. But from a football perspective, like I said, Kareem Hunt is an elite talent. There aren't too many running backs better than him. I would say David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell is debatable, and then, of course, Todd Gurley. So Kareem Hunt is in that same tier of players. He is up there with the elite backs. So there's no denying this is a great move for the Cleveland Browns from a football perspective. They're getting an elite talent running back for cheap. He will likely be suspended for a few games to begin the season, but once he is on the field, there is no reason to believe he won't dominate. So what does this mean for Nick Chubb? Are they going to toss him aside completely? I don't think so, but I do think Kareem Hunt towards the end of the season will be the lead back, probably getting 75% of the carries to Nick Chubb's like 25%. The Cleveland Browns are a team who loves to run the ball. They were just absolutely running at will when they had Carlos Hyde, and then Nick Chubb ended up doing pretty solid for them as well. Now, Nick Chubb is kind of a hard guy to evaluate because his stats are so good. If you look at his stats, you say there is nothing at all to complain about. 9 games starting, nearly 1,000 yards, 5.2 yards a carry, was getting a touchdown nearly every game, 9 touchdowns on the season. How are you going to complain about his performance? I know that's kind of nitpicking, but when I look at him, because I watched him play every game, I had him on my fantasy team. I was staring at his performances a lot of the season. I was closely observing what he was doing. Now, at times, I will say he was a frustrating player to watch because he is surprisingly a very patient style of runner. And I say that in the same way that Le'Veon Bell is an extremely patient runner. Joe Mixon is a very patient runner as well. And Ezekiel Elliott, if you look at the beginning of his career, he was actually struggling a little bit with Dallas. And it's because he was running very patiently. And if you look at the running backs that came before Ezekiel Elliott, it was DeMarco Murray, who had that tremendous season with the Cowboys. And if you watch what DeMarco Murray was doing, the Cowboys, the offensive line was just impact blocking instantly. You just hit the hole sprinting in there, and you're going to get 5-plus yards almost every single carry. You just cannot be bouncing around behind the line. I know that sounds simple, but Zeke was looking around too much at the line of scrimmage instead of just hitting it with force and trusting that the hole will be there. Eventually, he picked up on it. Darren McFadden, before Ezekiel Elliott, was doing the same thing, just sprinting in there. And I think if Nick Chubb were to do that with the Cleveland Browns more, instead of being a patient style of runner, he would be more effective. And I think Kareem Hunt will bring that to this team. Nick Chubb was getting stood up a lot of times. He was really benefiting off of a lot of big plays. Without those big plays, he would have had some performances that look really lackluster. And I don't know if the Cleveland Browns would trust Nick Chubb in a short and goal situation. I think Kareem Hunt is by far more explosive, and I would trust him more. Nick Chubb, of course, had a horrible injury in college. I don't know if that continues to plague him to any extent, but he just is a lot more of a patient runner. He looks more cautious, which isn't a bad thing, but I just do think that the Cleveland Browns could benefit from having a guy who is a little bit more explosive and just kind of jumps straight into that hole. And I think Kareem Hunt will bring that. Now, we move on to the next topic, which is Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, I seem to talk about him on every episode, but he officially declared, he posted on Twitter, that all his commitment will be to football and being an NFL quarterback. So what does that mean? That means all the mock drafts that have him going to Miami at 13, you should start getting a little bit excited about that because it's a real possibility, but it's still so hard to gauge where he's going to go. The quarterback height narrative, the size narrative, some people say it's not real, but then a lot of people say, no, it's very, very real and it's going to hurt him. So we don't know what's going to happen with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes number one. And that's something that a lot of people are speculating about. The Cardinals, of course, have Josh Rosen. He didn't have that good of a season as a rookie. I would not be surprised if they elect to trade Josh Rosen to someone and then go for Kyler Murray instead. I just wouldn't be surprised. That's the kind of talent that Kyler Murray is. But with all the other concerns about his size, his style of play, and how effective scrambling quarterbacks are in the NFL, again, I wouldn't be surprised if he falls kind of like Lamar Jackson did a little bit. So it's just really hard to gauge where he's going to be. Now, of course, if he does fall, I don't think he will get past 13. I think that if he is there on the board when Miami comes around to pick, he will be taken by the Dolphins. So that's about as far as I see him falling. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes as early as number one. And then you have the Giants right there as well, who could potentially make a move for him as well. There's just so much mystery right now with Kyler Murray. And I think this was a good decision for him to play football. One thing that kind of bothered me a little bit on Twitter, I posted the episode about why I think it would be a good decision for him to play football. And I brought up the idea of the market, how effective he would be marketing himself as a football player as opposed to a baseball player. I said as a baseball player, the marketing isn't as good. You know, people aren't attracted to baseball players market-wise the same way that they are attracted to an NFL quarterback who basically runs an entire franchise. So I said that, and a lot of people were like, why are you bringing up marketing? You know, this is about his life decision. This is about how much money he's going to make in the contract. How are you going to bring up contracts and then not bring up marketing money? Like, you can talk about a contract money, but you can't talk about marketing money as if one doesn't exist. I didn't understand that. So I had to get that off my chest again real quick. He will have to pay back the Oakland A's, who drafted him in the first round, $5 million. But you know, if he gets drafted in the first round of the NFL draft, he will likely get somewhere in the area of a $10 million guarantee contract. So, you know, you can't complain there from a financial standpoint. And I'm really interested to see how he performs at the combine. I think that could be something that, you know, helps him a lot when they showcase his speed. I think a lot of people will be in shock about how fast he really is. But then once they start measuring his hands and the size of his index finger and stuff like that, you know, that could harm him. So I'm just really interested to see what the kind of narratives and the feels that these scouts start putting out in regards to Kyler Murray. Now, guys, y'all got to see this. I mean, go to my Twitter right now and go look at this retweet I have of this player. He's a wide receiver for Ole Miss. He is going to be entering the NFL draft. His name is DK Metcalf. And holy cow, is this guy jacked. He looks like Patrick Willis or Aaron Donald. This guy, I saw the picture and I didn't see the name. And I was like, oh, dang, this guy is going to be a great middle linebacker. No, this is a wide receiver, DK Metcalf, who is projected to go in the first round. And he had a neck injury and he just came back looking jacked. I mean, y'all have to go see this picture. I mean, it's that important that I have to dedicate a whole minute on this podcast to say, go look at the picture now. Holy cow. The NFL players are something else, man. They got these crazy genetics, crazy workouts, crazy dieting. Like, wow, that is impressive. Now, I do want to wrap up this episode, but before I do, I want to say, you know, I wish best of luck and a big congrats to Antoine Staley. He writes for the Miami Dolphins. He is the beat writer for the USA Today. He announced that it was his final time covering the Miami Dolphins, and he will be pursuing a new job over in the Maryland, D.C. area. So, you know, a big thank you to Antoine Staley. He did great work. I was lucky enough to meet him a few times at the Dolphins games, and he is exactly how how he seems on Twitter. Just a really down-to-earth guy, really funny, and just really helpful. I reached out to him and asked him if he could give me any tips when it came to sports journalism, and he was just one of the most humble guys out there in the business. Just really nice, and it's a pleasure to speak with him anytime. So again, best of luck to Antoine Staley, and a big congrats on the new gig. And that's how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. Remember to follow the podcast. That is at Via The Source. And that's just how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I would love to hear your thoughts, your opinions. I'm always open to a discussion. I love to hear what you guys think. So until next time, though, guys, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was Via The Source.